Well, I can't remember Dad's mother. Mother died. Yeah. What did she even look like, or what? Did you know her?
Yeah, but before we start that, why don't you look at her picture?
Okay.
And then that to give you better an idea than I can give you of her.
All right. You say she can dance the Highland Fling?
Oh, yeah.
Did she used to do that in dances in Ringling?
Oh, yeah.
Places like that?
The boys always brought her to dances. She never stayed home to dances.
Yeah.
Yeah, always brought her.
Uh-huh. Did you know her before Dad was going with my mom?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, I met her after that.
Uh-huh. And she was, of course, she was quite a bit older than you were.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. She was about my age.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, what did she do? Did she live over on the ranch with, Anna or somebody?
Well, she lived on the ranch with all the boys after her husband died.
Yeah. But then, one by one, they went away, didn't they? All except Jim or somebody?
She died before they all separated. They all separated after she passed away. Anna was home, and Claude was home, and like that.
Yeah, well, it would have been just those two, because she died in 1943, I think. So, and they still ran cattle on the ranch.
Yeah, they all straightened up after she passed away, then everything was settled, and they all went. Anna was married.
Mm-hmm. Did Red and Blanche live on that ranch for a while, too? Or do you remember that?
I can't remember that.
Uh-huh.
Whether they did or not. Kind of in a way, it seems they did, and then again, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought maybe they had, but I can't remember for sure either. It's kind of before my time. Well, Anna said in her letter that Grandmother Doig had cooked down on the Foster Ranch.
Yeah.
And that is the old Quigley place.
Yeah, that's the old Quigley place.
In there by Ringling.
Uh-huh. The old Quigley place.
Did you ever work there?
No. I lived there.
Yeah.
I never worked there.
Yeah.
No, and I lived there as Mangus.
What, were you and Tom running cattle there? Or?
No, he's just working for Mangus.
Oh.
Had the building to live in because that was the place he had to be to tend camp. And we could sleep there.
Tending sheep camp?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you run sheep when you were on Moss Agate there?
No.
No, that was all.
Just had no cows, whole seeds.
Yeah.
That's all we had there.
Yeah. And that was working for?
Ringling.
Which one?
Dick Ringling.
Dick Ringling?
He did, too.
Yeah. How'd Tom get that job or whatever, do you know? You just,
which job?
Well, working for Ringling on Moss Agate there.
Well, we came up to go on the Catlin Ranch.
Yeah.
And when we got the Catlin Ranch, or when we moved up here, they didn't have things settled. It was Lyons, Mercer and Lyons that owned it. And there were people living there that couldn't move out. When we came, so there was a house out in the flats this way from it that we moved in and lived in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Towards White Sulphur from the cattle inn?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little ways from the cattle
inn. Yeah, I think
ranch.
You showed me where
yeah.
it is. Yeah.
And we lived there then, and somehow we met up with Ringling that they wanted people to go on these different places for cattle, so we went on the Moss Agate for him. That's how we come to move there.
Mm-hmm. And you were there several years.
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We milked cows all the 10 years we were down there, and we had hogs.
How many cows did you milk?
Oh, sometimes 10, 15 of them or more.
Yeah. Guernsey, did you say?
No, Holstein.
No, Holstein.
Yeah,
Holstein. Okay.
And then we had one room.
And what would you do with the milk then? Put
it? Well, we sold cream. There's a creamer here. Ringling had a creamer here, White Sulphur. And we sent cream there.
Ringling's ran the creamery right here.
Mm-hmm. That was their cream.
The one that Cox used
yeah.
to rent.
Well, no.
No? Different creamery?
It was a building all its own.
Yeah.
It was a, yeah, it was where Cox was.
Mm.
And they had the big barn there where they had the Holsteins and where they had the milking machines.
Yeah. Well, would they bring the milk up on the train or?
For the cream?
From Moss Ice,
yes,
yeah.
The cream. The passenger train runs once a day, and you send it on the train.
Uh-huh.
July 12th.
Is that how you got to town? Whenever you'd come to, would you ride
yeah.
the train?
Well, we got the model people.
And model people.
Yeah. But otherwise, we'd come with horses.
Yeah.
We drove.
Yeah, every time, so.
Yeah.
Well, did you know Dad before he started going with my mother, or know anything of him to speak of?
No.
Or any of the other Doigs?
Didn't know any of them. Well, I knew Ed, because he was in Ringling, in the barbershop in Ringling.
Bootlegging?
Yes, he was bootlegging. I knew him there, but, you know, just that I knew he was Ed Doig and was a barber.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I knew.
Yeah, I'd forgotten he ran a barber shop.
Yeah, he ran a barber shop. I
wonder, was that while you were on Moss Agate?
Yeah.
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 And then, what, did Dad meet my mother at a dance or something, I wonder? Or
yeah.
Dance in Ringling?
Yeah, dance in Ringling.
Uh-huh.
So he met her through Ed.
Oh, yeah? And you said there was a picture of Angus and Lulu. Now, who is...
Lulu Lovettle. She was from Spencer, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that is... Would she be your niece or something?
No,
or no?
She was just... her mother was a distant relative of my mother's.
Oh, uh-huh.
So it really didn't make us any. Her and her mother and brother came out and came to see us that summer.
Yeah. Were Angus and her going together the time my dad and mother were?
Yeah. They was all together on the 4th of July. It had rained like all... get out, and there was a big doings here in the stockyard, it was on the side where the depot is here, someplace
here in town?
Yeah, there was rodeo grounds there.
Yeah.
And the boys had their horses, and Lula and Angus and Bernita and Charlie, they all rode horses and out to the grounds and rode around, had a big time.
Yeah.
It dried up after so long that it made it so that it turned out all right for them to...
For the rodeo?
Yeah, for the rodeo.
Yeah. Were you in town for that rodeo?
I mean, yeah.
You saw all this going on?
Yeah, we saw all this going on.
Yeah. Well, I guess all of Dad's brothers and him, too, were bronc riders then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they always went to the rodeos, and some of them rode, and those didn't ride. They just had a good time, I guess, riding around.
Yeah. Was he working any place in particular at that time, I wonder? Or?
No, they were all home.
They were all home, yeah.
Yeah, they were all home at that time.
Mm-hmm.
All of them except the man.
Yeah. Where was Ed's barber shop, do you remember?
Yeah, the buildings moved it. It will sell.
Yeah.
It was right...
Where did it sit in mm-hmm. Ringling?
Well, you know where the dance hall is. It's between the dance hall and those other buildings.
Towards the service station?
Yeah, toward Donovan's, where Donovan's is
yeah.
service station. It was in there, and they moved that building to Wilson.
Yeah, was Ed married then?
Well, he'd been married and divorced. Yeah, he married Christine.
Mm-hmm.
After that, he was married after Bernita and Charlie went going together.
Yeah. But you said once that... used to ride horseback up to see my dad and mother when they were herding sheep somewhere. Now, where was that?
I don't know. It was out there in those mountains somewhere.
up by Grass Mountain?
Yeah, up all in through there.
Uh-huh. Where would you ride from?
We lived in the out west of town, that red house on this side of the road.
West of here,
Ringling. Yeah. That's where the kids went to school from, and after we left the Quigley place.
Yeah. Well, would they have been working for Plymo, I wonder, or?
The first year they were married, they herded for Stewart's.
Jim Stewart?
For the Dogie.
The Dogie.
Yeah.
Oh.
But not out to the Dogie.
Oh.
At the big dog place, we were there at that time. They herded for Plymouth after that.
Uh-huh.
And in the wintertime, they'd go to Plymouth and winter there, work there. Charlie would work there for the winter, and then they'd go to the sheep in the spring after landing.
They'd spend all the time till the lambs were shipped.
Yeah.
Out.
Out at the Dave Dodge place and all in through there, wherever. Mm-hmm. Not the Dave Dodge place, that was the other one.
Well, did they live in a tent? I think I've seen pictures.
They had a tent, but they had the teepee out every night.
I see, the tent was the main.
Yeah, the tent was the main, but they had the teepee out every night.
What kind of teepee did they have?
Well, it's in there.
Okay, it's in the album. We'll see it, really.
Yeah. I can't tell you what it was, but it's the teepee. And the teepee's out every night. Pretty near every night.
What did you do when you went there? Did you sleep in the teepee?
No, we usually stayed at the tent.
Yeah.
Whenever I'd go there, we stayed at the tent.
Yeah. And you would ride over in one day and stay?
Yeah, stay maybe a day or two and then come home. Yeah.
Yeah. And were there fences then, or could you just ride cross country?
I could almost ride cross country. Probably had a good or so to go through, but nothing to bother.
Yeah.
It's all in your open country. I don't know if I even had any gates to go through.
Was it in there by Battle Creek and Grass Mountain, you think, or?
Well, it must have been over in the hall through there somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been through there.
Would it have been as far as Wall Mountain or any of that, or?
Wall Mountain was Dykes.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't in that direction.
Uh-huh. But they were up in the mountains. They were up in the timber.
Yeah, they were up in the timber.
For the summer rain.
Yeah. The one time I went over, I'd never know where they was. I'd have to find them by the description they would give me. And this time, I couldn't find the descriptions. And I was kind of lost, and I met Lyle Chambers.
Yeah.
He was up in there, so he headed me the right direction, so I found him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd probably been looking for him yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I see you out there still looking for them. But you'd be able to have the description of generally where they were, then watch for the sheep, huh?
Well, pretty soon you'd run into the sheep somewhere.
Yeah.
But this time I'd gotten them.
Would they send you a description by mail?
No, and I'd see them, they'd tell me. Yeah, and by mail, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Harold Britton was their camp tender when they worked for the Dogie.
Oh, yeah.
They had that nice, great big cat, and
about
time they get to move, old kitty cat, he disappeared. So Harold would move the camp and then come back and find the cat and bring it to him.
Move the cat,
yeah.
What kind of cat was that? Do you remember what he looked like?
Yeah, it was kind of a tiger cat.
Yeah.
Ooh,
a gray
quite
tiger.
A bit of white with it.
Yeah. Gray and white tiger. That's what I thought, yeah. Then what they do after working at Final for a while, did they go to work for Jim Stewart?
Yeah, when they went to work for Jim Stewart.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long they were on that thing.
I think they must have been out there 4 or 5 years.
Something like that, yeah.
And they had, what, Paul and Wally? Well, Paul and Wally and Bud all worked for him at one time or another, didn't
they? Yeah. Well, not Paul so
not
much.
Paul?
Paul used to work for Mitchell's and things like that. But Wallace and Bud work for him there quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Bud learned to rope.
What did
Taking
he rope?
Care of the sheep. That's a fact.
He's out there roping Dad's sheep.
Yeah, right? Dad didn't know it.
You probably did, though, right? Yeah. Yeah, let's see. The house at that time out there was that big one under the...
Yeah, under that tree.
The log tree, under the big sloping log tree.
Yeah.
Or big tree on the hillside, Yeah. You used to go out there a lot too, did you? Out
Stewart's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we used to go there a lot. See, we was in Las Vegas we were in Ringling.
Yeah.
Or were we in Las Vegas?
Oh,
we were in Las Vegas some of the time and then Ringling some of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at Las Vegas at the time because Bernita was still in high school and her and Charter were going together.
Were they? Were you?
Both places.
Yeah.
Got off in the Mossack and then when Brittany and Charlie's married, we live in Ringling.
Is she going to high school in Ringling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did they go together quite a while before they married?
Yeah, quite a while.
Yeah, I thought so, because she must have been 21 or something. Was Cliff Shearer around with them a lot too in Ringling, or?
Not in Ringling, no. But he used to live up there before.
Yeah, down.
Neighbors to them.
Down 16.
Yeah.
Somewhere, yeah.
But he wasn't there at Ringling with the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a great while they'd come to dance to Ringling, but they weren't together.
Well, how would you get from Ringling to the Stewart place? Who would drive you?
Well, John would take us.
Yeah.
It was him.
Yeah.
He was a Model G.
Yeah. Well, it must have been sometime that time that you and Tom split up, though, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh, it wasn't until much later?
Oh, not so much later.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't have that straight in my head.
Yeah, much later.
Then the winter they went to Arizona. Did they plan to move to Arizona?
No.
No.
They just went to see if it would help her health. And if it did, well, they probably would have did others. Yeah. But you see, she died after they come back from there.
Yeah. Did they come back because they didn't think it helped her?
No. I don't know just how it was that they come back, but I think they just planned on going there for the winter to see and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
And think, where did they go?
Anna wrote in a letter that they bought a band of sheep when they came home. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I don't think they bought a band of sheep.
I wondered about that.
They took a band of sheep on the shares or something like that. They didn't buy a band of sheep.
Well, where were they that summer?
Clear up in the mountains somewhere around Bozeman. I don't know where. Don't you remember? You
well, I've been trying to think. Were they on the Morgan Ranch? Does that sound?
No, That don't sound. But I don't know. They were way up in the hills somewhere.
Yeah.
With them.
Yeah, I can't.
After they come back from Arizona, yeah, that's it. You lived in that little white house as we go downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Anna said in her letter that folks got back here just before Easter.
Probably
from Arizona.
Remember, yeah, could have been.
Yeah, I can remember a little bit about being in that white house.
Yeah.
And then they must have pretty promptly moved
with them sheep.
With those sheep.
You know, they had cattle once too.
Where's that?
Well, when they had the cattle, I think they were on the Quigley place.
Hmm.
They had them for, what was that cattle buyer's name? I can't think of it now.
McReynolds or McCaddy?
Yeah, they.
Ed McReynolds?
He took them on the, what do you call percentage?
Dad took them on a percentage.
Yeah.
Places.
Yeah.
That's when my mother was still alive? And
yeah.
And lived on the... On the Quigley? You say? Is that what you said?
Oh, wait a minute. Well, that was you and him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was you and him. She was gone.
Yeah.
It was you and him that did that.
Yeah, we lived in a trailer house there.
Yeah.
Summer before we went to Rochester.
Yeah. Yeah, that was you and him.
Yeah, but that was running for Ed McReynolds there, you think?
Yeah.
I haven't remembered that.
Yeah, it was Ed McReynolds. McCaddy wasn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, they were running sheep on someplace over by Bozeman,
mm-hmm.
which none of us can remember, I guess.
No, someplace outside of Bozeman. I know it was in an awful place where you were living when she passed away.
Yeah, so we were way back up in the mountains in a cabin,
yeah,
I guess,
way
wasn't
we? Back in the mountains in a cabin.
Mm-hmm. Anna said in her letter that my mother had been awful sick a couple times when they went to Arizona on the way down.
Yeah.
Too, I guess she had really been.
Yeah. Anna and Bill went with them to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they worked in, an aircraft factory down there.
Yeah, that's what he was working at.
So, were you still in Ringling, then, I wonder?
Yeah. I was still leaning, but I'd been working out Swandles at that time.
Oh, you're cooking at Swandles?
Yeah, I was working at Swandles.
Well, then you must have gone to Westlands pretty soon after that, didn't you?
Well, I worked. I don't know. I worked at Swandles for, I think, two years.
Yeah.
But not the whole year through, just through the lambing and that.
Yeah.
That I worked. And then it was after that I went to Westlands.
Swandles and then Westlands.
Yeah. from there I went to Livingston and worked at the hospital.
Oh yeah, I'd forgotten that.
For quite some time.
Yeah, were you cooking there?
No, what? No, I was helping in the kitchen, but I wasn't cooking. Yeah. I set tables and wash dishes and did things like that. I wasn't cooking. I helped the cook all the time.
Yeah. Well, was it after that then that...
After that I came with you folks.
Yeah.
You went to Rochester.
Yeah. And then, when did you and I live in Ringling? That was before you went to the Burt Ranch, right?
Yeah, that's before I went to the Burt
Ranch. Yeah.
Dad was working there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some of the time, I think.
Yeah, and then we went to the Burt Ranch.
Yeah. Well, I kind of lose track as to what he did when he came back from Rochester.
Well, that was it.
And then he went to work at the Burt Ranch after that,
yeah,
I guess,
after
huh?
That, yeah, after he got so he could go to work and he went to...
Yeah, where did he live while he was recuperating, I wonder? I remember staying with...
You stayed with
Angus and Volga.
Well, didn't he go there, too, until he was...
He came back, did he? Maybe he did.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that was the way out of it.
Yeah, I wonder if he didn't start at the Burt Ranch by contracting the hay out there.
Yeah. That's
and then he stayed on...
Because he had Shuler kids working for him out there, remember?
I don't remember them at the Burt Ranch. I know some of them worked for him down at the Loophole.
Oh, was that where it was?
I think that must have been when my mother was alive. That was in World War II.
Oh, yeah, that's when that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when that was.
Yeah, we had, Doris Shuler, I guess?
And yeah, Dee, I guess, was it, or
yeah.
One of the boys.
I wonder where that was. That must have been the summer before they would have gone to Arizona. Because they would have left the Stewart Ranch.
Yeah.
And I think that's about the only summer it could have been.
That's the only summer it could have been, that's true. But then they contracted the hay, putting up the hay on the Burt Ranch.
Yeah, he did that maybe as many summers as we were there? Or?
Well, I wasn't there.
The first summer.
When he put that hay up.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't there when he did. And it was after that.
Yeah, eventually you went there when the cooking job opened
up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I worked there, what was it, a year?
I don't know, I was trying to figure out. It seemed like a lot longer, but maybe it wasn't.
I think it was about a year or something like that, and then we moved to Decatur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you and I spent one or two winters in Ringling, didn't we?
Yeah. I remember he must have been come to Ringling with us too, because remember he and him gave me that little suitcase? Remember that?
No, I don't. I remember he used to come for a Sunday or something from the Burt Ranch.
And then you and I stayed at Wiles and Joyce's when Dan was born.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, we were there when...
Yeah, and then when we went up north, you just stayed by Nalma off to the Hanson Ranch?
Yes.
Yeah.
I stayed out there sometime. I don't know when it was.
It was after we moved there, went to Decatur.
Was it?
Yeah, you stayed there and went to school until we got located to Decatur and got a place for you to stay.
Oh. Yeah, that could have been.
Yeah, that was it.
And when you went to Decatur, were Dad and Al Good partners at that time?
Yeah. Al Good? Oh, yes.
Yeah. And that lasted only a year, I guess.
Yeah, that lasted. Did it last year? I don't know. It lasted just a year.
I think it must have. I think
it lasted until they got rid of the lambs and that. And
yeah.
I think that was it.
Because they went fencing down at Sims and left you and I around the sheep for...
Yeah. 2 weeks.
2 weeks, huh?
Yeah. It rained and we didn't have no car. What happened to our car? Something happened to our car out or something.
Battery went dead or something.
And our horses got away. And we were afoot.
We had sheep dying on their back. And we
And Good was so mad because he said we was neglecting him, and after he came home, he lost more than we did.
Yeah, he lost a couple of first days at home.
Yes.
I know we had quite a time.
Yeah.
Well, how came the horses got away from us?
I don't remember how it came about, but they did.
We don't sound very bright, don't you? Pretty bad about that.
Well, they got away without any saddles or bridles on them, anyhow.
Yeah, that's true enough.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember some of the people who worked at the Burt Ranch. There was Rudy Helwig.
Yeah.
Rudy with a mustache.
Yeah, he
worked there. And Mickey Allen. Yeah.
Oh, Snyder's men.
Yeah, those are Snyder's men.
Yeah.
Dad used to hire the haying crews himself.
Yeah. What I meant, though, by Snyder's men, that they were men that come with us from Snyder's, what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't really remember much of anybody else.
Well, they were coming and going.
Yeah.
You couldn't hardly keep track of them.
But who was the chore boy or anything like that? I can't even remember that. Must not have been anybody.
Well, I don't think any special was chore boy.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, I used to drive the Jeep and haul the lambs for them here and there and everywhere.
That was at the Poirier, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about him.
Yeah, really. Oh. The time, when you were out working at the Burt Ranch.
Yeah. I don't remember that either because they were coming and going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember you and Dad used to go out after supper a lot and work on machinery.
Yeah.
I'd go with you sometimes.
Yeah. You never saw those people's names that I was talking about?
No, I can't remember who they were.
I don't remember their name, whatever.
But they put up a lot of hay on that Burt Ranch, didn't they?
Yeah.
I remember it came like...
Remember when the windstorm was and scattered the hay all over?
Yeah, I remember the windstorm. I'd forgotten about it scattering
that
hay.
That Burt Ranch. Yeah.
And had to restack a lot of it.
Yeah, they had to restack quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
Storm it.
Do you remember how they measured haystacks?
No, I should know because we used to contract hay too, but I don't remember.
You and Tom used to contract hay?
I did that too.
What ranches did you do that on?
Oh, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Is that when you stacked?
Yeah, well, I stacked always.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, we had to measure it there.
Yeah. I know it's something to do with walking or measuring the size of the terrain.
Yeah. Line over the top. And long ways and around, but I don't know how it went.
Yeah.
Anymore.
I can kind of vaguely remember helping keep books on the haying crew at the Burt Ranch.
You can.
It seems to me I can. Of marking down the guys' days and helping figure their time. And
but there isn't any of those things around.
No. I'm trying to remember the Burt Ranch. They used to hay up and down the creek and then go out on that big bar,
yeah.
They called it, didn't they?
Yeah.
It seemed like you'd spend half the summer out haying on that bar.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose it wasn't that long, but...
Well, it was a pretty big... They put up a lot of hay there.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see, Mrs. Snyder was always around there.
Yeah, she was always there.
Did she ever help you with the cooking, or did she tell you what to cook? Or
no, she didn't tell me what to cook, but sometimes she'd help with things.
Yeah.
But she never bothered me about the cooking. Sometimes I'd ask her what we should have and that, like that.
Yeah.
She wasn't a bit bossy.
Well, sometimes you'd be cooking for a lot of people there.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have the... haying crew besides Snyder's ranch hands, wouldn't you?
Yeah, then she would help me some with setting the table and doing different things.
Well, that'd be 12, 15 people, wouldn't it? Or something like that?
Yeah, I used to have a lot of them to cook for. Yeah.
it seems to me every so often Van Auken or somebody would show up.
Well, they worked there when I was went to hospital. They took my place until I was able to go back to work.
And you had your operation.
Yeah, at Livingston.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's the only time they.
That was while you were cooking the Bird Ranch and you took time off on that, huh? Then did Snyder have the Jensen Ranch arranged, I wonder, when you guys went up to went up north?
Yeah, they had that all arranged when we moved up there.
Yeah. And I remember we only lived in half the house on that place, is that right?
Yeah, well, some part of it was shut off.
Front part was shut off,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, front part of it was shut off. I don't remember what part. But
I remember about a... What do we have? We got a bedroom on each end and that big room.
Big room, and that's about it, wasn't it?
That was it, I think.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Big room has a kitchen and...
And everything together.
Everything else all together.
Yeah.
It wasn't much of a house, as I remember that, right? And then I guess we spent, must have been 3 years on that place, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we moved into the courier into Lizzie's house, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, Lizzie's house.
Yeah, we moved into the courier in Lizzie's house. We lived there, and then I went to work for, what was her name?
Perossi?
No.
Or Burdett.
Burdett.
Yeah.
And then after that, I went to work for Perossi. Dad and I both.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I guess we moved back to Ringling, didn't we?
No, I went to McTaggart's.
Oh, yeah, we worked at McTaggart's, sure. Forgotten him. And from there we went. No, from there we didn't. Did we go from there into Ring, into DePuyer and live in Lizzie's house?
I think it was afterwards.
Exactly.
We lived in DePuyer, I think, when I was a senior, part of my senior year in high school.
Uh-huh.
Then when I was in college. When I started in college with McTaggart's. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I guess you were out there about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. We were out there a long time, I know.
Best I can figure, you're there at least a year and a half.
Yeah.
And then I guess you went from there to Ringling, I guess.
Yeah,
is that it?
From there to Ringling.
Yeah. Was Dad about the only... hand, the tag it had on the place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the only one there.
I guess he hired more people in Lamington or something, didn't he, or did he?
He must have, but you know, I don't remember too much about
it. Well,
he did run, I don't know why either.
He did run sheep, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't have too many to cook for. He didn't have a very big band of sheep, did he, or did he?
I guess not.
I think he didn't have some of the Hutterites or something help him through them times, or what?
Maybe that was it.
Yeah. I don't think I had too many to cook for at any time.
Yeah, I wasn't around that much, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, there on the Jensen Ranch, we had quite a crew at Lamming, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we had a big crew at Lamming.
Yeah, I can't really remember much of who was there. Dave Sulloway worked.
Yeah. Well, then we had
time or two.
Some of the
Hutterites. Yeah. Come over.
And of course, they didn't stay or anything.
Yeah.
They went home.
Seemed to me Charles Traffelet worked, the big half blind kid, worked for, didn't last very long.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember the name.
And Dan Candia would be there at Lamming?
Yeah, he was always there to help at Lamming, too. Little Dan, they called him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if he's alive or dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder, eh? He was in Great Falls last June, right? At the Snyder's, was he?
Yeah. Mrs. Snyder and been dead a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that.
And I never heard any more after that of what he was. I asked the people who used to have the joint here that went out to when they lived on the Berg Ranch, all of them.
I don't know.
Ducky Sanders married to their daughter, McCabe's.
Oh, Pete McCabe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked them about it, and she didn't seem to know anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he was dead or alive. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's long since sold his ranch, that little place he had down in Fort Logan.
Well, last I knew, he still had that where his house was on.
Oh.
And see, the other ones built a new house there. What's her name's?
Is that Van Auken's?
Van Auken's. They built a new house. His was down kind of in the hollow when you went out. His was kind of, and they built one up over there.
Oh. Uh-huh.
On the other side of the road, further down.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember how many sheep we ran on the Jensen Ranch. It would have been two bands.
Well, either two or else a great big one.
Mm-hmm. It seemed to me it was about 2,000.
Yeah, something must have been something like
2,000 sheep, which is really two bands thrown into one. And then I guess it was every June we'd start trailing them to the reservation.
There's a rule, yeah.
And I'm trying to remember where we shipped the lambs from. Was it?
From that little station.
Is it called Blackfoot?
I believe it was back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wasn't anything there but a stockyard, was it?
Stockyard was all. They had a couple of those railroad, used to be hotel, eating places, you know, for the railroads. But they moved them out. But that's about all that was there.
I sort of remember seeing one of those on a truck or being moved somehow.
Yeah, they moved them, but I think that was after we shipped our lambs all together from there. But that's where we shipped them from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I seem to remember Spot helping out there. He'd walk over the top of the...
Yeah, well, we lost room. Him.
Is that it?
Yeah, he got lost, and we couldn't imagine what had become of him. Pretty soon, somehow he found his way and come up over the sheep. He'd gotten through somewhere from under him. He'd been in under him.
I see.
Yeah, and he got happened to... finally get up over me, come up over.
Came right across your back. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder he wasn't trampled to death.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess I ended up staying with the Chadwicks just because you happened to ask Gertie if anybody had a place to stay, huh?
Yeah, no, I asked in the store if they knew of anybody that I could, that we could, you could get board and room with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, we said, Gertie. So I had to find out who Gertie was and where she lived, and I went there, and she hemmed and hawed and hesitated. And finally she says, well, we'll give them a try.
Yeah.
And so then I was glad about that. And
yeah.
She didn't know us from Mademoiselle Fox or anything, and to take a strange voice, she thought maybe you'd be a lot of trouble and everything, and she often laughed about it afterwards. She wouldn't miss having you for the world.
Yeah. Then you guys would come in and get me for the weekends whenever you could, wouldn't you?
Yeah, when he's out there, you could come home every weekend if you could.
Yeah. I guess we still had that old Dodge car then, didn't we? That old red one, because we had it on the reservation.
Yeah, we had the red one. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's the one we traded when we got the Plymouth, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we had quite a menagerie on the... summers on the reservation, didn't we? We'd have, the Jeep and the
yeah.
car. In the trailer house, and well, it seemed to me one summer we had a sheep wagon besides.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I used to be in the sheep wagon to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had chickens.
Yeah, that's right. How many? I've forgotten chickens.
Remember how we used to have to catch them, run them down?
What, when we just snare them? Do we?
No, we just run them down. Sometimes Shepler or Spot would get them, put his foot on them, hold them.
Yeah. Yeah, how many do we have, right?
Oh, about a dozen, I guess, something like that. Maybe not quite.
Do we have them for the eggs, I guess?
Or? Well, how did it come that we had them? I think we brought them from the bird ranch in some way. They didn't want to butcher them or something.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that one, that's the year I stayed in the sheep wagon, or the time I stayed in the sheep wagon, and they had that hay in, you know, to fill it up, and there was a little bit sticking out by the pillow, and that one chicken had always come there and lay her egg.
Yeah. Well, then summers after that, I guess, what, we didn't have a sheep wagon? Because we all lived in the trailer.
Yeah,
house
we all
for
lived
while.
In the trailer. Then he got the trailer. What did you folks live in before, when I had the sheep wagon?
I don't know. I can only remember the trailer being there. And
but if we'd had the trailer, I wouldn't have been staying in the sheep wagon.
Well, unless we did it for having more space.
No, there was some reason. Because we didn't have it after that, see. Then we was all in the sheep wagon.
Well,
I think
what,
we had a small sheep wagon. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a small one.
Well, I think probably what happened was that we started out with two outfits because Al Good was
yeah.
herding one of the bands of sheep.
Yeah.
And whatever, he left or whatever. Maybe.
But he never stayed in the sheep wagon.
No, he didn't.
No, No, mm-hmm. there was something.
Yeah. But we had a cat as well as chickens, too, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we had a cat, did we? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know what happened to him, either.
I think he disappeared in one move. We'd move, and he'd catch up with us.
Oh, yeah, and this one time he never did.
Yeah, he never showed up the one time. I figured an eagle got him or something.
Yeah,
but
so he'd find his way back to camp.
Yeah, he did that for a summer or two, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'd move several miles.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we always had to haul water out there, didn't we?
Yeah. Sometimes I'd go get it with the Jeep.
Yeah, haul it in milk cans.
Yeah. I'd lost my washing machine. Yeah, some washing machine.
What do we move, every week or so?
Something like that.
Yeah, hell of a job of moving when you think of all the
old stuff we
chickens,
had.
Cats, washing machines.
Yeah.
Two outfits. Of course, I was big enough I was driving then, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, you were driving
then. And we had, well, as you said, we had horses, a horse or two that one summer, first summer.
Had saddle horses.
Yeah.
Al had one. I think Dad had one, didn't he? Wasn't that the way of it?
I don't know whether he did after that summer or not.
Can you stop that? I was gonna...
Yeah.